It's Sunday, the 20th of July, 7:30 a.m. Up early this morning, set an alarm for the first time this week for 7 a.m. Because we want to go and do something and we want to get down there fairly early. But I'll explain that in a wee minute. Anyway, so it's a very, very extremely light rain at the moment. Just a dead wee spitting spot. But it did rain quite a bit during the night, and we had another thunderstorm. I say another thunderstorm because we had a really good one. I love these things. We had a really good one yesterday afternoon, about 2-3 o'clock, like that. And I did manage to get some recording. I hope it comes out okay. Done with my Zoom, so should be fairly good. Hanging my arm out the bedroom window of the caravan. So it's still, even with all that rain during the night, it's still very pleasant this morning. Skies are those beautiful shades of bluey grey and grey, and yet just a little while ago, as I looked south down towards Hornsey, skies were pretty dark blue, almost black. But things seem to have cleared up, although there's no breeze that I can tell. But those dark clouds seem to have moved away, which is great news, because that's where we're going down that direction. But yesterday. And how am I feeling this morning? I'm feeling tired this morning, because I had did I just ask myself a question? Oh my God. I got woken during the night, about 3 o'clock, by some noise, and my head started to tune into this noise, wherever it was, for some reason. And it just annoyed me, kept me waking, and I think I must have lost about 2 hours sleep last night in the middle of the night, so not very good. But I'm fine now, I'll be okay. And another 10 coffees. So yesterday, Saturday, we headed down in the morning, and the weather was okay. The weather was quite nice. It wasn't glorious, but it was quite nice. We headed down to Hornsey because we knew it was Hornsey's carnival. Well, there's actually a period of 3 days, but yesterday was a big parade about 12:30. We weren't going for the carnival because the car would just got locked up in Hornsey. We never got back and out, got back out again in the rest of the afternoon. So we went down early, and I have to say that they certainly put the flags out, as I say down there. There were flags everywhere, and cones cordoning off the streets, stopping from parking. But there was so much going on. There was women's guild teas and bric-a-brac stalls in the church hall. Town hall had things going on. One of the other churches had something else going on, and people were out in the streets selling stuff, wee stalls. It was really lovely, to be honest. It was really, really nice to see all the community coming together. And so we spent about a couple of hours there, and then got the car out of the town, well before 12 noon, so that we didn't get locked in, as it were, when the parade started. Which is exactly what happened, because what we did was we found out that we didn't know, it's been coming here for years, we didn't know that Hornsey had a freeport village, you know, one of these retail villages. And, you know, it's stunning. It's set in a big estate, and it's, you're just meandering, and you can't see how big it is because it's all like twists and turns and beautifully planted out. And by this time the sun had come out, and it was absolutely glorious walking around. It's as glorious as walking around shops can be. But you know what I'm trying to say, the place was beautiful. It was a beautifully designed and laid out system. And as I said, we spent a couple of hours there. And then came back through Hornsey. We're coming back to the caravan. We're going to have a lazy day yesterday. And as we got to the main street coming back in again, the police had abandoned the traffic lights and were ushering people through, waving their arms, because the parade was about to start and they didn't want anybody drifting up the high street, the main street. And which was quite fortunate, because we sort of lit about half a mile of cars through in one go. But it was great to see Hornsey and with all its regalia out, the big churches. I think I've got about six churches down that high street. But they were all adorned and beautiful floral gardens. And I love the wee place, Hornsey. It's not so wee, by the way. It's not as wee as we always thought it was. We found quite a lot about it. We didn't know it had a big lake, the mere, and grass parks. Just, you know, come here every year, and every year you find something new about a place you thought you knew everyone about. But anyway, so, as I said, we had a lazy day in the caravan, and then hence the thunderstorm. And then what we did was headed into Bridlington. We had dinner in the caravan, went into Bridlington that evening, picked up a couple of food items from Morrison's. And then we went to the Saturday Vigil Mass at 6 p.m. And by this time, the sun had, the skies had cleared and came out. The temperature rose very quickly back up to 23 degrees C, which was fantastic. It was absolutely beautiful. Never dreamt it would be like that. Thought it was just going to be one of those thunderstorm days, on and off and on and off, but nope. And so that was it. Came back to the caravan, and we basically just had a lazy evening in, to be honest with you. But that was the plan anyway. So, plans for today, Sunday. The big, there's a place just before Hornsey called Skirlington. That's the same company that runs the big strawberry fields car, which I suspect they're bigger than that actually. But it's actually their own one in Skirlington this morning. And it's massive. It's massive. But it doesn't look as if the weather's going to be very great unless it does really clear up, which would be absolutely fine. So the plan is to go down there because it takes you ages to go around this place. And then we're going to Mr. Moo's, an ice cream place. It's a specialty ice cream place where you get the most wonderful ice cream assortment. What's the word? If you think of Knickerbocker Glory, think of Knickerbocker Glory times 10 on a plate. Yeah, with giant meringues and all sorts of things. And it's an amazing, amazing place. Okay, it ain't cheap, but you can get any kind of ice cream dessert, ice cream sweet, whatever you want to call it, that you want. It's an amazing place, Mr. Moose. So we might catch that on the way back. And for the rest of the day, I don't know what. There's something, we're toying with the idea of going home this afternoon rather than going home tomorrow morning, as we should be doing. Just for something that I want to go and help someone out. And I've been on the phone to them because I've got an issue back home. And if I can resolve it before or today, then fine. If not, then I'll go home and go and help them out tomorrow morning. At least I'll be home by that time. So there you go. That's plans for today. Not great plans, but still plans. As I said, it's still beautiful here this morning, even with all that rain and the decking soaking wet. The cars had a wash. By God, by nature. But it's still incredibly mild down here. That's the difference. Down here in this area of Yorkshire compared to Scotland where I stay, if we had had that amount of rain and when temperature would have been crashed back down to about 13, 14 degrees. But there you go, it's beautiful, beautiful here this morning again, even in this very muggy, that's a great word, isn't it, muggy, muggy morning. It is muggy. Let's hope it gets sunny and not more muggy. But we really can't complain. We've had fantastic weather since we come down. So, been a good holiday so far. Not long to go now, but I don't care. I'm quite happy. We enjoyed ourselves. Right. Again, preparation for shower time. Speak soon.